It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a question that I found on the mindfulness Reddit, r/mindfulness. This woman said, this person says, what can I do if I wake up every morning feeling upset, worried, or in a negative mindset while my partner seems to wake up in a good mood? If you've ever started your day feeling angry, sad, or anxious, you know how easily that morning mood can set the tone for the rest of the day. That's why people say, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? But the good news is that mindfulness can help shift that pattern and create a more positive and intentional start to your day. First, let's address why you might be waking up in a negative state. There are a few common reasons this happens. Number one, residual emotions from the previous day. Sometimes we carry emotions from the previous day into the next morning. If you went to bed feeling stressed, angry, or anxious, those feelings can linger, making it hard to start the day with a fresh perspective. Number two, subconscious worries or stress. Our minds are often processing worries or stress while we're asleep, even if we aren't fully aware of it. This can lead to waking up already feeling anxious, worried, or on edge. Number three, sleep quality. Poor sleep or inconsistent sleep patterns can contribute to waking up in a bad mood. Sleep deprivation affects our ability to regulate emotions and can make us more prone to negative thinking. Number four, morning habit of negative thinking. For some, waking up in a negative mindset has become a habit. Our brains are wired to follow patterns, and if you've fallen into the habit of starting your day with worry or frustration, it can be difficult to break that cycle. The key to shifting this pattern is to create a mindful morning routine that sets a positive tone for the day. Here are some simple mindfulness practices you can try to help improve your morning mindset. Number one, practice gratitude first thing. Before you even get out of bed, take a moment to think of three things you're grateful for. It could be something small like the comfort of your bed, or something bigger like your health or relationships. Starting your day with gratitude helps shift your focus from negativity to appreciation. I personally do this every morning. After a gratitude meditation, I write down three things I'm grateful for and why. It's a simple practice that has brought a lot of positivity into my mornings. Number two, do a body scan. After you wake up, take a few minutes to do a mindful body scan before you jump out of bed or crawl out of bed. Lie still and mentally check in with each part of your body, starting with your toes and working your way up to your head. Notice any tension, discomfort, or sensations. This practice helps ground yourself in the present moment and brings awareness to your body before your thoughts have a chance to spiral. And this can be done in just a couple of minutes. Number three, focus on your breath. A few minutes of mindful breathing can work wonders for resetting your mindset. You can stay lying down, or you can sit up in bed or find another comfortable spot. Close your eyes and take slow, deep breaths. Focus on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. If your mind starts to wander, particularly to negative thoughts, but any thoughts really, gently bring it back to your breath. This helps calm your nervous system and sets a more peaceful tone for the day. And keep in mind something I mention all the time, but I mention it all the time for a reason. There's a misconception that people have where they say, I can't practice meditation or mindfulness because I can't empty my mind. None of us can. Mindfulness meditation isn't about emptying your mind. It's about noticing when your mind has wandered, which it will, and then bringing it back to whatever you're paying attention to. So you're just exercising that attention muscle. You're exercising that muscle that notices when your mind has wandered and brings you back to whatever you're paying attention to. And I don't believe anyone ever gets to a point where their mind doesn't wander. You just get better and better at noticing it sooner and putting your attention back to whatever you're paying attention to sooner. Number four, set a positive intention for the day. Setting a daily intention is a powerful way to align your mindset with how you want to feel throughout the day. So if this is what you'd like to work on, maybe make today's daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to start my day with calm and positivity even more? If you'd like to learn more about setting daily intentions, check out episode 59. Number 5, get moving with mindful movement. Incorporating movement into your morning routine can help shake off any lingering negativity or tension. This could be a gentle stretch, yoga, or even a walk around the block. Walking is particularly useful because you're moving both sides of your body, and that activates both sides of your brain. And when you're anxious, you're generally more on, for most people, on the right side of your brain, and you need to bring the left side back on to bring a little bit of logic back to, because what you're doing when you're having anxiety is you're doing negative imagining. And when you take a walk, it just naturally brings both sides of your brain online, and that can reduce anxiety. So notice as you move, bring your attention to how your body feels. Notice the sensation of your feet on the ground, the air on your skin, or the stretch in your muscles. This mindful movement helps release any stagnant energy, and it brings you into the present moment. There's a story about two monks who were traveling together. They came across a woman who needed help crossing a river, and the elder monk offered to carry her across. After helping her, they continued their journey. Hours later, the younger monk, still upset, asked, "Why did you carry her? We're not supposed to touch women." The elder monk replied, "I left her at the river, but it seems you're still carrying her." This story reminds us that we often carry things with us long after they've passed, whether it's stress, anger, or worry. Mindfulness allows us to set those burdens down and move forward with a lighter heart. It's important to recognize that breaking the cycle of waking up in a negative mindset won't happen overnight. It's a gradual process, and some days will be easier than others. The goal is to create new habits that help shift your focus from negativity to mindfulness, gratitude, and presence. Over time, you'll start to notice that your mornings feel lighter, and that sense of calm carries throughout the rest of the day. Waking up in a negative mindset is something many of us struggle with, but the good news is that mindfulness can help you shift that pattern. By incorporating mindful practices into your morning routine, like gratitude, body scans, and mindful movement, you can start your day with more calm, clarity, and positivity. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful for transforming your mornings and creating a more positive start to the day. If you have any questions you'd like me to address in an upcoming episode, feel free to email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. No apostrophe, just the words itsnowagain@gmail.com. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your morning routine. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.